由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you once again to this broadcast.
今天再次欢迎你收听天路导向。
It is our prayer that God is using this to bless you and encourage you.
我们祈求上帝使用这个节目来鼓励你，并且赐福给你。
It is our prayer, it's also challenging you to think afresh.
我们也都祈求天路导向能够让你去重新思考。
Thinking afresh in terms of the evidence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
重新思考，其实主耶稣基督是存在的事实。
And these evidences are very clear from the pages of the scripture hundreds of years before Jesus was born.
在耶稣诞生几百年之前，耶稣存在的证据就一早在圣经里面清晰地显明了。
If you are just joining us today,
如果你是今天先刚刚开始收听我们的节目的话，
We are in the second half of the message on God's last word.
我们现在在讲上帝最后的审判的下半部分信息。
In the last message, we read from Psalm 2, verses 1 to 6.
在上一讲的信息里面，我们一起看过诗篇的第二篇的第一到六节。
We discussed man's defiance to God's authority.
我们讲到人是蔑视着上帝的主权。
And we learned of God's displeasure over man's rebellion.
以及上帝对背叛者的不满。
Today we continue in Psalm 2, verses 7 to 9.
今天我们继续来看诗篇的第二篇第七到九节。
Here we see Jesus' dominion over all the earth.
从中我们看到耶稣掌管住全地。
Jesus truly is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
耶稣确实就是那位万王之王、万主之主。
But today, sometimes his name is used as a swear word.
但是在今天，人甚至用他的名来咒骂人。
Today, Jesus' name is despised and rejected.
今天人是会轻视并且拒绝耶稣的名号。
Today, Jesus' name is described as divisive and unacceptable.
今天人认为耶稣的名会造成分裂，甚至于不受欢迎。
Today, the name of Jesus is forbidden to be uttered in many places.
今天有很多的地方禁止提及耶稣的名。
Today, the name of Jesus is outlawed in many educational institutions.
今天很多教育机构是排斥耶稣的名号。
But here is the truth.
但是事实是什么呢？
1,000 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
早在耶稣诞生在伯利恒一千年之前。
God said of Jesus, He is my only beloved son.
上帝提起耶稣的时候，他说他是我独生的爱子。
God said, Jesus is my only choice.
上帝说耶稣是我唯一的选择。
God said, Jesus is the only way to me.
上帝说耶稣是到我这里的唯一条路。
God said, Jesus is my only begotten beloved son.
上帝说耶稣是我独生的爱子。
God said, Jesus is the bread of life.
上帝说耶稣是生命的粮。
God said that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
上帝说耶稣是道路、是真理、是生命。
God said that Jesus is the door to the sheepfold.
上帝说耶稣是进入羊圈的门。
God said Jesus is the only good shepherd.
上帝说耶稣是唯一的好牧人。
God said that Jesus is the spring of the living water.
上帝说耶稣是活水的泉源。
God said that Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
上帝说耶稣就是生命，就是复活。
1,000 years later,
在一千年之后呢，
Jesus stood in the river Jordan to be baptized.
耶稣站在约旦河里面接受洗礼。
And the Holy Spirit appeared in the voice of God the Father.
我们见到圣灵显现，并且有父上帝的声音从天上面传来。
And said, This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
他说，这个是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
My listening friend, listen carefully because this is very important.
各位亲爱的朋友，希望你仔细地留意，因为很重要的。
Jesus was with God the Father before the world was ever created.
耶稣和父上帝一早在创世之前就在一起。
Jesus is with God the Father right now.
现在耶稣和父上帝在一起。
Jesus will be with God the Father forever.
将来耶稣和父上帝亦都会在一起，直到永永远远。
And nothing and no one can ever change that.
任何人任何事都不可以改变这个事实。
When Satan wanted Jesus to take a shortcut to rule over the earth,
当撒旦想诱惑耶稣走捷径来掌管这个世界的时候，
He said to Jesus, Bow to me and it's all yours.
他对耶稣说，你只要俯伏去拜我，我就将一切赐给你。
Do you know what Jesus said?
你知不知道耶稣那个时候讲了什么？
He said, "Go away, Satan."
他说，撒旦走啦。
He said, "The earth is mine. My Father will give it to me."
他说，这个世界是我的，我的父上帝会将它交给我。
But first, I must go to the cross.
但是首先，我必须走上十字架。
After the cross, I'll have victory over you.
之后，在十字架之后，我就会赢你。
I will go to the cross in obedience to my Father.
我要顺服天父，行十字架的道路。
Because 1,000 years ago, it was prophesied of me in Psalm 2.
因为在1,000年之前，诗篇第二篇已经预言了我了。
And I must obey my Father.
我一定要去遵行我天父的旨意。
And that is why the Bible said that Jesus is the firstborn from among the dead.
这个也是为什么圣经上面说耶稣是从死里首先复活的。
What does that mean?
究竟这样说是什么意思呢?
It means because Jesus died for our sin.
原来这个是意味着耶稣为我们的罪而死。
And was resurrected from the dead.
并且从死里面复活。
He is the firstborn.
而且是首先第一个复活的。
I want you to look at verse 8 of Psalm 2.
让我们一起来看下诗篇的第二篇第八节。
This verse should be the motto for every faithful Christian.
每一位忠诚的基督徒都应该用这节的经文来做座右铭。
This verse ought to be printed on the walls of every ministry.
每一个福音机构的墙上面都应该印住这节经文。
This verse should be printed on every church that claims Jesus for Lord and Savior.
每一间宣称耶稣是主、耶稣是救主的教会都应该悬挂这一节的经文。
This verse should be written on the hearts of every committed child of God.
每一个对主忠心的儿女，更加将这节的经文，应该将它刻在你的心里面。
Now listen to what it says.
现在就让我们一起来看下诗篇第二篇第八节。
Ask me and I'll make the nations your heritage, and the end of the earth your possession.
你求我的时候，我就会将列国赐给你，作为你的基业，将地极赐给你，成为你的田产。
It is tragic that many Christians have a defeatist attitude.
很多基督徒是抱着失败主义的态度，是令人很悲哀的。
It is tragic that so many Christians have no greater vision in life than their own needs.
很多基督徒除了他自己需要之外，再没有其他远大的意象，是很可悲的。
I am saddened when I hear about Christians talking about what cannot be done.
当听到基督徒喺度谈论嗰啲唔能够造成嘅事情嘅时候，我感到好悲哀噶。
They talk about where all the problems are.
佢哋系咁讲，好困难嘅，好难做嘅。
They talk about the impossibility of accomplishing great things for God.
佢哋系咁讲，要为上帝做大事，冇可能啦。
They tell me about all the difficulties in life.
他们跟我诉说话，生活里面遇到很多的困难。
They tell me about all the limitations in life.
他们跟我说话，生活里面有很多很多的限制。
It is sad to see people who claim to know and love the Lord Jesus Christ.
见到那些自称认识并且爱主耶稣基督的人。
And yet they do not spend any time in the Word of God.
却唔喺上帝嘅话语上面下功夫，真系让人感到好悲哀。
They spend more money on their leisure than on the kingdom of God.
佢哋为到自己娱乐消遣所用嘅钱，系远远超过对上帝国度嘅奉献。
It is sad when I see Christian businessmen stretch their minds to expand their business.
当我见到基督徒嘅商人为咗拓展生意而绞尽脑汁。
But when it comes to the word of God, they become brain dead.
但是当他讲到上帝的话语的时候，头脑却是一片空白。我真的感到非常的悲哀。
Jesus said, ask me.
耶稣说过，你去求我啦。
But the problem is most Christians never ask.
但是很多时候就是基督徒从来都不去求。
When they get sick, yes, they will ask for healing.
没错，他们病的时候就主啊，你医治我啦。
When they get into trouble, they ask for deliverance.
他们面对麻烦的时候，主啊，你救我解脱啦。
When a loved one is suffering, they ask for help.
当他们所爱的人陷入受苦的时候，他们说主啊，帮我啦。
But I want to ask you a question.
但是我想问你一条的问题。
When was the last time you prayed for something that was impossible without the power of God?
你最后一次为到一啲唔靠上帝唔得嘅嘢祈祷系几时呢？
When was it?
系几时啊？
Ask yourself that question.
希望你问下自己呢一个嘅问题。
Write it down and keep asking it every single day.
请你将佢写低落嚟，每一日都要问翻自己呢一个嘅问题。
When have you asked God for something to His glory that is impossible to the human mind to accomplish?
你有冇试过曾经为到上帝荣耀嘅缘故向上帝祈祷，求佢帮助你完成靠人智慧唔能够成就嘅事啊？
We know the truth and we have experienced the truth.
我哋认识真理，亦都曾经经历过真理嘅实在。
We claim to love Jesus.
我哋个个都话自己爱主噶啦。
We sing the songs.
我们个个都唱诗赞美上帝的啦。
We do precious little and think we're okay.
我们个个都做了一些微不足道的小事，跟着就自己满足的啦。
Unless Christians wake up and stop their self-serving.
如果基督徒再不及早醒悟，停止自我中心的行为。
One day we will wake up and it will be too late.
咁样，当有一日我哋觉醒嘅时候，可能已经太迟啦。
We read of man's defiance to God's authority.
我哋已经讲过人系点样蔑视上帝嘅主权嘅。
And the father's displeasure of man's rebellion.
亦都讲过父神系会对背叛者系不满嘅。
And the son's dominion over all the earth.
并且圣子嘅权柄系遍布全地。
And finally, we will see the Spirit's deliverance of those who turn to the Son.
最后我们会见到圣灵是释放所有愿意投靠圣子的人。
Look at verses 10, 11 and 12 of Psalm 2.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开圣经旧约诗篇的第二篇，去看一下诗篇第二篇第十节、第十一节和第十二节。
Now let me tell you an absolute biblical truth.
我要话俾你听一个圣经嘅绝对真理。
God the Holy Spirit yearns for the lost.
就系圣灵原来系好爱嗰啲失丧嘅人。
God's Spirit takes no pleasure in judging man.
上帝的灵并不是以审判人为乐的。
God would rather save people than judge them.
上帝宁愿去拯救人好过去审判人。
And that is why he added these words in his prophecy in Psalm 2.
这个就是为什么在诗篇第二篇上帝将这些说话放在他的预言里面。
The last word here is this.
在这里最后一句的说话是什么呢？
Be wise now, you rulers of the earth.
现在你们的君王应该醒悟，你们的审判官应该受到管教。
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。
Kiss the son, lest he be angry.
当用你的嘴去亲你的儿子，去锡你的儿子，以免他发怒。
God is a God of peace.
上帝是和平的君王。
But God will not force his love upon those who rebel against him and his son.
上帝不会将他的爱强加于那些背弃他和背弃他圣子的人身上。
God will not force himself.
上帝不会强迫他自己。
And that is why the psalmist warned us 3,000 years ago.
这个也是为什么诗人早在3,000年前就告诉我们听，对我们发出警告。
He warned us to kiss the son, lest he be angry.
他警告我们说，当要用你的嘴去锡你的仔，以免他发怒。
Take heed and do not despise his warnings, or else you will have no excuse.
你要留意，千祈不要轻视上帝的警告，否则你自己会难辞其咎。
Turn to him now, before it is too late.
希望你能够尽快去向上帝回转，现在为时未晚啊。
Accept his offer of peace and be saved eternally.
你要接受上帝所赐给你的平安和赐给你的永恒救赎。
Recognize his amnesty.
希望你能够感激上帝对你赦罪的恩典。
It is not going to be forever.
因为这个得赦免的机会不是永远存在的。
One day the amnesty will be withdrawn.
有一日，这个赦免将要被收回。
For the Bible tells us that Jesus is coming back.
因为圣经上面话俾我哋听，耶稣即将要翻嚟啦。
How many of you, my listening friends, truly believe that Jesus is coming back?
亲爱的听众朋友，你们当中究竟有多少人真的相信耶稣基督将要回来呢？
All of humanity will see him one way or another.
所有的人都要用两种的方式来和他见面。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is coming back.
圣经告诉我们耶稣将要回来。
A lot of people believe that he is coming back soon, and I can't wait.
有好多人相信耶稣基督即将就要翻嚟，好快，好快，好快！我更加系急不及待啦。
But I want you to know this.
但系我想让你知道嘅嘢系乜嘢呢
？In his first coming,
喺耶稣基督第一次嚟临呢个世界嘅时候
，Jesus came as a helpless baby in Bethlehem.
他是用一个无助的婴孩的样式诞生在伯利恒。
But in his second coming,
但是在耶稣第二次来到的时候
he will come with power and great glory.
他将要带着能力带着尊贵的荣耀来到。
In his first coming,
在耶稣第一次来到的时候，
He came as weak and lowly.
他是软弱的，他是卑微的。
But in his second coming,
但是在耶稣基督第二次来到的时候，
He will come as judge of all humanity.
他是用全人类审判官的身份来到。
In his first coming,
在耶稣基督第一次来到的时候，
He was dragged before Pontius Pilate and before Herod.
他被人押到去比拉多和希律王前面。
But on his second coming,
但是在耶稣基督第二次来到的时候，
The arrogant rulers of the world who have rejected him will be dragged before him.
那些拒绝他的傲慢的掌权者将要被押到他的面前。
On his first coming,
在第一次来到的时候，
He hung on the cross to redeem those who put their faith in him.
他被挂在十字架上面，救赎了所有信靠他的人。
But on his second coming,
但是他在第二次再来的时候，
He will come holding a rod of iron and the scepter will be in his hand.
他将会拿着铁杖，手握王权。
In his first coming,
在耶稣基督第一次来临的时候，
He pleads with men and women to turn to him.
他是呼唤人去归向他。
But in his second coming,
但是在耶稣基督第二次来临的时候，
They will be pleading for mercy and will be too late.
人将要哀求他的怜悯，但是已经太迟了。
In his first coming,
在耶稣基督第一次来临的时候，
He stretched out his hand to all who would receive him.
他伸手给所有愿意接受他的人。
But in his second coming,
但是在他第二次来到的时候，
He will stretch out his hand of judgment upon humanity.
他将要向人类伸出审判的手。
Kiss the son.
记住，锡你的儿子。
Kiss the hand that has been pierced for you.
希望你能够去亲吻那双为你的缘故而被钉伤的圣子的手。
Kiss the hand that has been pierced and you can be saved from the judgment to come.
当你愿意去亲吻那个钉痕的手，耶稣基督圣子的手，你就能够避免将来的审判。
The Bible said there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
圣经上面说，如今那些在基督耶稣里面的人就不被定罪了。
There may be a person who is listening to us today.
今日在收听我们节目的朋友中间，
who would say,
有些人可能会这样讲话，
I have never understood the magnitude of the love that Jesus has for me.
我以前从来都不知道耶稣对我的爱是如此的长阔高深。
I did not understand that the day is coming when his patience will run out.
我亦都唔知道上帝忍耐嘅期限到啦，审判嘅日子即将来临啦。
But today I want to come to him.
但系今日我愿意嚟到耶稣基督嘅面前。
I want to receive his forgiveness.
我愿意接受耶稣基督嘅宽恕。
I want to receive his love.
我愿意接受耶稣基督嘅爱。
I want to receive his mercy and grace.
我想接受耶稣基督的怜悯和恩典。
Well, today you can do that.
这样今日希望你就能够去接受。
Right now, wherever you may be.
在此时此刻，无论你在哪里都好。
You don't have to close your eyes and bow your head.
你不需要去合埋你的眼睛，亦都不需要去低头。
Whether you are driving in the car or you are in the home.
无论你揸紧车，无论你喺屋企坐喺度
，Wherever you are, you can pray this prayer with me。
无论你喺边度，都希望你能够同我一齐去祈祷。
Lord Jesus Christ，
主耶稣基督
，I thank you for dying for me。
感谢你为我而死
，and paying for the penalty of my sin。
感谢你。为我的罪付上了代价。
I receive your forgiveness.
我愿意接受你的宽恕。
I repent of my sin.
我为到自己的罪而忏悔。
I receive you into my life.
我愿意接受你进入到我的生命里面。
In your name, Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
阿门。
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood, a mortal is prevailing. Though still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe, His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not His ease.
A mighty fortress, a mighty fortress, a mighty fortress, a mighty
Now, my listening friends, if you have prayed this prayer with us,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果你正话同我哋一起祈祷的话，
we want to hear from you.
我哋希望能够收到你的信息。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
希望你同我哋联络啦，愿上帝赐福俾你。下次节目时间再会。